It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday. Wish it was Friday, but it's Thursday.
Happy birthday, Thursday.
Oh, it's Thor's birthday.
It's Thor's birthday. I made that up.
You did, because you say that every Thursday.
So?
We have to, like...
I don't wish him a happy birthday every...
Yeah, you do. Last week, we had cupcakes.
Oh.
The week before that, you had a cake, and we had to sing Happy
Thor's
Day.
You're not supposed
Thor's
to tell people
Day.
About our things.
I'm just saying. It's getting expensive.
These are our things. These are our friendship things. And you're telling everybody.
I'm just saying. It is Thursday. In fact, today, very, very special Thursday for men everywhere. Why?
Why? Sports.
Thursday night football.
Tonight is the first night of the
rest
NFL.
Of your life.
Yeah. The NFL begins officially. We're out of preseason.
Yep. Got two teams playing tonight. Who are they?
The fact that I say we're out of preseason makes me feel like an idiot. Total D-bag over here.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Because you don't
Broncos
know anything? Yes.
And the Ravens.
Oh my gosh, who are you? And what have you done with my friend who knows nothing about sports?
My wife is so disappointed in me right
have
now.
I talked about on, this so much?
On the flip side, TJ is probably proud of me.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'm proud of you. I can't believe you actually got that, because you are not Sporty Spice.
No, if anything, I am Baby Spice.
What?
Yes. Nah, I can't be Baby Spice.
I was thinking Posh.
Ooh, Posh Spice.
Yeah, you shop at like H&M, and you have really uppity clothing.
Ginger
stuff.
Spice.
No, that's Celeste.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's Mitch? Baby Spice.
Scary Spice?
Scary Spice. Wow.
Static!
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey.
Today is the day football season starts, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Probably the best birthday I've ever had because it's my birthday, too.
Oh, it's your birthday! What?
What's your name?
Victor.
Victor.
Happy birthday, Victor. Are you
Happy
a vampire?
Birthday, man. Victor the vampire?
Are you a vampire, Victor?
You want me to be?
No, gosh, no.
No.
I know a vampire named Victor, and I was wondering if this was him calling me.
How old are you today, Victor?
Also, to make the best birthday ever, is Mateo's back.
Yeah! This is what makes it the best birthday.
Yeah.
You're back.
Back. From the future.
Back. You've only been back, what, 3 weeks now?
It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Victor, have you been listening every day for the past 3 weeks?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. What are you going to do for your birthday, buddy?
What was that?
What are you going to do for your birthday?
I'm not too sure.
Come on. You got to do something special. It's your birthday.
He's going to watch football.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely going to watch football, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you, Victor?
19.
Oh,
gosh,
yes.
You got the world in front of you. So much life left to live.
What does that even mean?
He has...
Means he feels old.
A little bit. Not as old as Steve-O. He's got a good decade on me. But,
wow!
But you, when I say you have the whole world in front of you, what it means is he has infinite number of choices.
Yep.
The older you get, the more your choices start to get limited and limited.
Yeah.
Not so much because you run out of opportunities, but just because like your body starts hurting more.
Yeah.
Dude,
I could agree with that.
My knees start hurting sometimes for no reason, and then I'm like, is it about to rain? And then I know, it's old. I'm old, man. I'm old, man, Victor! Victor, I'm old, man! Hey!
Well, I'm almost
hey!
20.
Hey!
Why are you yelling at him? Gosh.
Sorry, I have a lot of energy this morning.
He does, and I have none. I think he sapped it all out of me.
Yep, like a vampire.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Full circle. Full circle.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want a song to be played for your birthday, Victor?
Yes. What? I would like to play the wedding, the lesser worth.
Ooh, the lesser worth from the wedding.
You got it, bud.
Oh, man, we will totally wake people up with that song. I am down with that. Victor, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
All right, have a great day. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
If it's your birthday, call us and say, hey, it's my birthday. Play me a song, please.
Yeah, because we'll be your puppet.
Yeah, we will. We'll be your friend, not
we'll
a
do
puppet.
That for you.
What's wrong with you, Geppetto? You're not going to be a puppet. We're going to be your friend.
Well, no, it's because they're pulling the strings, because they're like, hey, it's my birthday. Play me a song. We're going to. This one features Dan from Story of the Year.
Let's do it.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
This goes out to Victor.
Happy birthday, Victor.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Birthday.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news for Victor's birthday. He's 19.
And breaking news, that's not Hawk Boy.
Yeah, that last song, it started playing, and I was like, this isn't Hawk Boy. It's a band called Behold the Brave. So,
funny thing how we've been playing this song for like a year.
Yeah, that's so funny because AJ Cheek was like, dude, you need to play this band called Behold the Brave. So I've been trying to figure out which song, and there's already one. Okay. Anyway, not Hawk Boy. That was Behold the Brave. If you like that song, it's a band called Behold the Brave.
Amazing.
Anyway, breaking news. The new iPhone is coming out next week.
Oh, what?
That is news to me.
Another new one?
Another new one.
Gosh.
This Apple man over here.
I still just have the 4.
You have alarms set in your 4.
I know. What?
For
what?
This.
No.
For next week.
No.
I've seen them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A Houston man discovered a dead snake in his 18-pack of Bud Light.
What?
Yes. I saw the video of this yesterday. Dude opens up his pack of Bud Light, just wanting to chill out. And he said he reached in, and then when he picked his hand up, there was a snake head
in between. Oh, my gosh.
But it was dead. The thing had been in there and had froze to death. And so he put it in a bag. Like a clear plastic bag, and now when people come over, he talks to them about it.
I found a snake in my beer.
Is that the Texas equivalent of the worm in the tequila bottle? Ew!
Good luck. Okay. Speaking of beer, a study finds that heavy drinking makes people worse at judging social cues.
Wait.
So
they had to do a study for this?
They had to do a study. I think what happened was the guy that was, he was like, nah, man. I have to, like, when I have a few drinks with me, like, I can talk to any girl, man. And then the other guy was like, I bet you sound like an idiot. He's like, no, man, trust me, I'm the coolest dude around. He said, let's do a formal study on this.
Yeah, yeah.
And they concluded, you're worse. At the end of the study, the one guy was like, okay, man, I guess I was wrong. That's probably why that girl won't call me back.
What boggles the mind is that they actually had to do a study on this. Like, there was a real study, which means that cost tax dollars.
This is what we do, people.
For scientists to do a real study on whether or not beer makes you, like...
Heavy drink. If you're drinking a lot, you're probably getting some social cues wrong. That's why nobody's talking to you.
And you're probably
lay
also
off of the sauce, people!
Probably getting a little...
Yeah,
or
probably
big,
getting a little,
I don't know. So
little
maybe
bit
just
of the beer belly.
Like belly day, yes.
Look, just cut out the heavy drinking, okay?
Yeah, all stop right. It.
Two Japanese cities were without electricity and snarled in traffic jams after pigeon droppings 3 feet high caused a failure at an electrical substation.
Whoa.
That is a lot of
pigeon
droppings. Yes.
3 feet high?
That's
wait,
like,
that's not that high. That's this high. Okay.
That's almost as tall as Luke.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Nah. He's probably 4 foot tall, right?
Could be. I don't know.
3 foot something.
You are asking me the height of my son. I don't know.
Yeah, who else would know that?
Right?
Why would the dad know that? Speaking of things going on over in Asia.
Yeah.
A woman in China has caused an uproar by breastfeeding her son while weaving in and out of traffic on a moped.
Okay.
On a moped.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, like, on the subway,
no.
On the bus.
On a moped, driving.
That should be illegal.
Weaving in and out of traffic.
How does one do that? Because on a moped, you need both hands in order to... I don't know.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Don't drive your moped while you're breastfeeding your kid, Miss Lady.
I would also say maybe you should just rock it at home. I know this is going to open a big old can of worms.
Please,
but
let's keep this worms can shut.
Okay, good. I'm going to put that
yet.
Lid back on
Our
the jar.
Friendship
and just,
isn't there yet.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, and continuing with the Asian theme.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, better.
Oh, my gosh. Sarah Colwill went to sleep with an English accent and woke up the next day with a Chinese accent.
Stop it.
She suffers from a rare condition known as foreign accent syndrome.
No, this is not real.
For which there have only been 61 reported cases between 1941 and 2012. Before her sudden change in accent, she suffered a severe migraine, which caused an emergency room visit. Doctors examined her but were perplexed at the change in her voice. Her story became so popular that a team at the BBC created a documentary called The Woman Who Woke Up Chinese. Cowell says, it's been such a horrible thing to go through. People automatically assume I'm foreign for a start. Then they like to try and work out where I might be from. Sounds super oppressive. Sarah says her accent has led to many jokes at her expense ever since the syndrome struck in 2010. The only clue doctors have is that Sarah is a migraine sufferer who can have upwards of 10 migraines every single month.
Oh.
Phew.
You have an accent.
I do, but man, I'm not switching between like English and Chinese. That's nuts.
People crack jokes at your expense.
Yeah, but I don't care. It's a southern accent.
Right.
It kind of comes with the territory.
So that's not fair for her, though, because she wasn't even from that territory. It just, like, sprung up on her.
Hey-o! Look at you, Fun Joke Friday guy. It's Thursday. Thursday. Trivia Thursday.
That's right, Trivia Thursday coming up.
Trivia Thursday.
We got a lot of good stuff today.
Okay, this is something I'm interested in having.
All right.
If you have lost a wallet before, your wallet?
Of course.
Dude, I used to lose mine like every week.
I finally got a chain wallet. Like in high school, I was that kid. I had the chain wallet.
You still
of
are.
Of course. No. Joey Belleville? Chain.
Chain.
I don't even have, my wallet's like in my bag.
Is it?
Oh, man.
Exactly. If you've lost your wallet before, you know how much of a hassle just a moment of carelessness costs. How many times, I know every time I lost my wallet, it's like, why didn't I just put it in my pocket?
Yeah.
The same goes for a lost phone. These items are such necessities nowadays, yet they are so easy to misplace. Nowadays, a lost phone can be tracked with GPS technology like the Find My iPhone thing on your iPhone, which is super cool. If a lost phone can be found with tracking technology, so can a wallet.
Oh, yeah!
The makers at Ping Wallet have created a slim, smart wallet that is equipped with anti-loss, anti-theft, and card reminder technology.
Wow.
After connecting Ping to your iPhone or Android smartphone using Bluetooth, it can be located using proximity searches or sounds in the event the wallet is misplaced. And if the Ping app is open on your phone, it will alert you when your card has not been placed back in the wallet.
Wow!
Wow! Pretty good.
Yeah, because there have been plenty of times where I've paid with like my debit card or something, and they put it on the little thing, and then I forget to get it back, and I've had to drive all the way back.
Yep.
Wow.
That would be good for the heavy drinker who is misjudging his social cues. At least he would be able to get his card back at the end of the night.
Yeah, but do you think that a dude that is a heavy drinker would really be smart enough to have something like that?
I wonder if he was so heavy of a drinker, even his electronic wallet would be like, bing. I don't like you.
Yeah.
Bing.
I just called the cab.
His wallet.
Yeah. You got 2 minutes.
Call a cab. I'm going to go lose myself in the bathroom. No wallet. Yeah. I don't like you. You're a jerk to me. You misjudge a lot of social cues. This makes me have a lot more respect for you, Steve-O, this next
one. Oh, all right.
Video games boost mental abilities in older folks.
Oh, man!
I'm sorry, it had to be done.
It
probably won't become as popular as Grand Theft Auto, but a specialized video game may help older people boost mental skills like handling multiple tasks at once. In a preliminary study, again, here we are going scientific.
Studies.
Healthy volunteers ages 60 to 85
you are a jerk.
showed gains in their ability to multitask, to stay focused on a boring activity, and to keep information in mind, the kind of memory you use to remember a phone number long enough to write it down.
Nice.
There you go. So,
see? Honey, I got to play video games till I'm really old. It's going to help me.
It's a game called Neuro Racer. It involves doing two things simultaneously. Look out. A player uses a joystick to guide a car along a hilly, twisty road, steering it and controlling its speed. At the same time, a series of signs, actually colored shapes, appear on the screen. The player is supposed to push a button only when a particular kind of sign appears. Players were scored on how quickly and accurately they reacted to the signs.
Nice.
And that, my friends, is breaking news.
I'm going to play video games till I'm 90.
I would much rather older people that were losing the ability to multitask.
When was the last time you saw me play a video game?
I would much rather they play video games than be driving on the highway.
That's true.
The reason I say that, I'm not just being mean. Recently, my best friend Dave Stovall, his wife was in a head-on collision.
That's right.
With an older gentleman who, well, they don't know if he fell asleep or if he just forgot what he was doing, but he was driving in the wrong lane, wrong side of the highway, hit her head-on.
Yep.
And it was crazy.
It was!
Like, punctured her intestine, her collarbone was shattered, she had this crazy bone in her ankle, got broken, and if it wouldn't have healed correctly, she wouldn't have been able to use that, like, rotate her foot anymore.
Yeah.
So, maybe this video game thing, maybe we're on to something.
The good news about that whole incident, though, was Dave was able to write a new Waverly song called Summer Song Part 2.
Oh my god.
Which that incorporated Part 1 and Summer Song together.
I really hope he's listening right now, because he's probably like, I really hate that man.
Birthdays
right coming
out
up.
The
Team Happy awesome birthday, Victor. Victor. Now.
If I could wake my crooked heart, if I was there,
that show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Oh yeah, guys, we're upset. Oh, we are upset.
We were looking around. It's like, okay, That song is by the band Behold the Brave.
Yeah, we found that out. Hawkboy, Buffalo song, Hawkboy.
It's called Rocky Mountain Strawberries or something.
Right.
That's the real name of that song. And the real band that plays it is Behold the Brave. So anytime you've heard a song called Buffalo by Hawkboy, incorrectly labeled for the past, like, year.
The best part is it's been gone. We took it out. And
took
I
it out.
Just put it back in this last week. It's one of those, like, haven't heard this in, like, a year songs.
Yeah.
And then you were listening to it this morning and said, wait a minute, I was just listening to that.
That's not Hawk Boy.
That's Behold the Brave.
So then we go, Steve-O just went to Behold the Brave's YouTube.
No, Hawkboy.
Hawkboy's YouTube. And there is a whole conversation about Static Radio. Yep. And then there's one person that's like, all caps, that is Behold the Brave! 10 months ago! What happened?
I don't know.
Who was doing this?
I don't know.
Okay. We're going to fix that, and we're going to apologize to both bands publicly.
We just did.
We'd like to issue a formal public apology to both Behold the Brave and Hawkboy for the mix-up. I'm new here. I'm trying to fix things.
No bigs.
Change is good or whatever. That's my slogan. Here I am.
Change is good or whatever. Oh, man. It is Thursday. We've already gotten a phone call from Victor because today is his birthday.
What you won't say.
Stever.
Morning.
Good morning,
sir.
You heard, Matt.
Yeah, I did it. My slogan worked. Change is good or whatever.
I love it.
It is the 248th day of 2013.
Booyah.
Only 117 days remaining.
Come on, party.
And whose birthday is it?
Victor! Dude named Victor called in. He's 19 years old today. Wanted to hear some music from the wedding.
So he got his wish.
Oh,
happy
nice.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Victor.
Yeah.
Woo! All right, let's celebrate some more birthdays.
Yes.
All righty. From the Vampire Diaries.
Your favorite show, Steve-O.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Cat Graham today, celebrating a birthday.
Cat Graham?
Cat Graham.
K-A-T Graham.
It's a
27.
A letter you receive in the mail, and it's it has a cat that sings to you.
Ugh.
It goes meow, 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 no. meow. 25.
Cat actually is 27.
Yeah!
I almost said that.
I you did said, say that.
I thought you said 26 this whole time.
One, two, three, four.
You knew how old they were because you watched that show. Hey!
Favorite show on PBS. I've never seen that show. I don't even know.
You love that show. You watch it every day. You tried to make me watch it, and I said, no, Steve-O, I don't think vampires are good for me to watch. It reminds me of my friend Victor, and that is weird.
Okay, so nowadays he's selling gold on television.
What?
I think, yeah. I think it's, yeah, he says, you know.
Poor dude.
Oh, wait. Is it like a ex-famous guy?
Yeah, he was in the movie Payback with Mel Gibson. It's William Devane's birthday.
Huh.
You'll recognize him when you see him. Big,
okay.
Big teeth.
No.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Stop.
I'm sorry.
William Devane. He was on Knott's Landing. That's what this is.
Knott's Landing! I remember Knott's Landing. I do.
72.
58.
76.
Oh,
70,
man.
70 something. 76. 76. All right. Let's see. From such movies as The Three and Four Musketeers, the ones with Michael York back in the, what, 70s? Maybe 80s. The Fantastic Voyage, where they shrink people down and they
inject
them.
They go into the body.
Yeah. She also played Aunt Dora on American Family. And years and years and years and years ago, she wore a animal skin bikini in 1 million years B.C.
Oh. I'm like, Barbarella, Jane Fonda! No.
No.
Wrong.
She was in Legally Blonde. Rocco Welch.
Raquel Welch.
There you go.
It's her birthday.
Man, she's pretty.
Pretty old.
Hey-o! Look out. Watch out for this guy.
73.
71.
She's actually 73.
Whoa!
Did I get that right?
Dude! One, two,
stand by.
Okay, I'm done dancing.
All right. Cartoonist Kathy Gweezewite.
Did she create Kathy?
Yes, she did.
Totally knew it.
She's 67.
58.
60. Four.
Oh, man.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been
awesome.
You've
been pretty good today.
Thanks, man. Not me, though.
Come on, Mateo.
I'm too busy fixing the things that are wrong with this station
to get
birthdays right.
This show needs to find its way back onto TV regularly.
Alf.
No.
Oh.
Now, you probably never watched it, but you would laugh. Wait. The guy who invented dry humor.
What's his face? Bob Newhart?
Newhart, yep.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
He was in one of his series.
Would you agree?
He was a comic book artist.
He invented dry humor, I would say.
I know he nailed it. I don't know if he invented it.
Oh, he invented it. Because whoever did it before him didn't do it as good.
He is 83.
79.
84.
Oh, my gosh.
You are so close.
You're on today.
Damn.
Gosh, this is your biggest accomplishment.
Nicely done.
Such a jerk.
Oh, man. You guys ever watch Bob Newhart's show?
I did.
I saw him die on ER. Spoiler alert!
Whoa. I watched, when I was younger, I watched the one where he was a comic book artist. He had it was a later series. I think it was just called Bob.
Well,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, he was in Bob Newhart as well. Which was, he and his wife ran an inn somewhere up in New England.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the last episode of that?
One of the best
final episodes. He wakes up and he says, "Honey, I had this crazy dream that you and I were running a bed and breakfast up in somewhere in New Hampshire or something. Connecticut, I don't know." And his wife rolls over, not the wife that had been in the series with him the whole time, but the wife that was with him in the series in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
That was kind of a cool,
yeah.
cool ending to the show.
Interesting.
From Charmed and Scream.
Scream.
They used the Smiths for Charmed. I got excited for a second. Now Scream. I'm like bummed that I realized it's like a... From Charmed and Scream... Wait, Scream Part 1?
I just said Scream.
Oh.
Nev Campbell.
It's kind of like Rocky. They don't put Rocky Part 1.
Nev Campbell.
Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan. You didn't let me go through it. I know the entire cast of that movie.
She dated Marilyn Manson.
Skeet Ulrich. There was also the dude that played the tall dude. There's Jamie Kennedy.
How old is
David
Rose?
David Arquette.
How old do you think Rose is? Rose's birthday is today.
I think she's 37.
She is 39.
She's 40.
Oh.
I'm getting so close today, actually. Doing pretty good.
Dang, Steve-O.
Tim Burton?
What's
Batman. Tim Burton, Batman.
This is
Batman.
Is it Michael Keaton?
I knew immediately.
It's Michael Keaton's birthday.
Whoa, it's Michael Keaton's birthday! Whoa!
Also in Night Shift with Henry Winkler and Beetlejuice.
Mr. Mom.
Multiplicity?
Yes!
He was in...
great.
Oh, with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
The other guys.
Pacific Heights.
Yes!
That movie's funny.
Not Pacific Heights.
You know what's terrifying?
Heights is funny.
Other guys. When they get in the whisper fight, he's like, hey. And they're fighting. They're going, hey.
He was in Gung Ho.
Yes, he was in Gung Ho.
He walks over and he says, hey, you guys stop fighting right now.
And you saw an article yesterday, Steve-O.
I did. We saw an article. Michael Keaton was asked about the new Batman.
He said he would be up for any role.
Not just Batman. He would be up for anything. Up for anything. I would love to see Michael Keaton return.
Michael Keaton is celebrating a birthday.
Gosh, I am nerding out right now. Michael Keaton.
You think
is,
he's related to Buster Keaton?
Michael Keaton is still my Batman. Yeah, I said it.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Before we get into all of this.
Look, I'm sorry.
How old do you think he is?
But this gets annoying after like 7 minutes.
No.
Michael Keaton was awesome.
Doesn't get annoying to me.
Michael Keaton is, 54.
61.
62.
Oh! Wow! Dang.
All right, we are to dates.
Yes. Can we just play this rest of the morning?
Yeah, you know who did the score here?
Danny Elfman.
Elfman did the score, and Prince did the music
all
as
right.
well.
Yeah. So
trust me,
on,
I had this tape.
On this date in what year, actually did... no, wait, not that. There we go.
There we go.
On this date in what year was the Great Fire of London...
Oh, I'm clapping. Ooh.
...burned out after 3 days. 10,000 buildings, including St. Paul's Cathedral, they were destroyed, but only 16 people are known to have died in the fire.
We didn't start the fire.
No! No! So wrong! What
year?
1937.
No.
The Great Fire of London. Okay.
Like 1666.
Oh!
Wow! You're in the right century. I'm kind of impressed.
Thank you. I'm a time traveler.
Are you sure it wasn't in the 1900s?
We didn't start it. We know that much.
Yeah, those Las Vegas schools.
We weren't even around yet.
Man, this would be an incredible karaoke song. Challenge issued. Taken. Boom. Challenge taken.
Okay, so on this date in what year did the First Continental Congress assemble in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania?
Oh, this was when they got into that big fight and somebody threw that bell and it cracked.
Yes,
that was in...
That bell?
1798. The Liberty Bell.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, they threw it at each other and
that's how it cracked. I got to touch the Liberty Bell.
Oh, yeah, before they encased it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you crack it?
Did not. I'm not that old.
Steve.
I said 1790 something.
I say 1760. No, 1771.
1774.
Oh! Dang it.
I think maybe the schools in Mississippi are out doing the ones in Las Vegas, New Mexico, Steve-O.
Or maybe I just listen to history podcasts a lot.
Or La Cueva.
Oh!
Yeah.
Didn't you go to La Cueva?
I went to La Cueva, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Morville High School.
In Tupelo, Mississippi.
In Morville, Mississippi.
Oh, Morville.
Okay, so today, we got a reason to celebrate.
Every day.
It's Be Late for Something Day.
Yay! And we were!
You're always late.
Not really. We were earlier today than we were yesterday.
This is
you were
true.
Less late today than you usually are.
Yes! Oh, nailed it!
It's also Cheese Pizza Day.
Oh, well, there you go. Like a margarita?
Be Late Day is a day that I celebrate every day of the year. Except for today.
Well, today it is Be Late for Something Day. So.
Does the cheese... Could you get a margarita as a cheese pizza? Because it still has, like, basil and, like, tomatoes and stuff, but...
Man. You could get a margarita pizza, hold the basil, hold the tomato.
No, cheese pizza is just cheese pizza.
No.
Cheese, does cheese bread count?
I'm more refined than
cheese bread could count.
But only if you add pesto and bacon.
It has to be a fine
cheese. Who taught you that, Steve-O?
You did, sir, yeah. And it is delicious.
But here's the thing, guys. If we order a pizza, it's probably going to be late.
Hey, Matt, what? You haven't had pizza until you've had feta and bacon.
That, oh to me, gosh, that sounds like amazing. My everyday life, because I love both of those things.
Yeah.
And I eat them by themselves every day.
There you go.
Well, that is all.
All right. It is Thursday. We got a great show today. I'm excited. The Strauss are coming in. We'll be talking Aspen Project, Project Zoe.
I wonder if he is going to bring a real rattlesnake like he said he would last week. Where is the... There it is.
It is Trivia Thursday. We'll be giving away some stuff from the prize closet
a
little later as well.
Phone call right now. Let's answer it.
Static, 30 seconds, go.
Hey, Steve-O, Jeff Rose, you guys are rocking this morning. Hey, there's a band from Ireland in town. They played at Hoffmantown last night. They're going to play in Silver City.
Okay.
Today, you guys can probably get them on the phone, or they can come in the studio.
Are they called U2?
Close.
Okay. It's the only band I know from Ireland.
They are called Blue Tree.
Blue Tree. All right. We'll have to check them out.
Rank Collective.
They sang the song God of the City.
Oh, yeah.
So, just so you know, I can drop a CD by if you guys want to hear it this morning. But they're doing ATVs this morning. They're going to the tram. They're going to do a little shooting, and then they're going to be in Silver City at tonight, and they're performing tomorrow night.
Amazing! All right,
yeah.
Thanks for calling.
That is the best random 30 seconds ever.
That was great.
That was good.
Blue Tree. So when international bands come in, they just do shootings.
And my...
Terrible.
They're going to be in the town my mom was born in, Silver City, New Mexico.
Well, time to call your mom, Steve-O. Let's go to commercial.
Quick break, right back. Civil Wars, The Killers, not Blue Tree, but the actual band, The Killers.
The Killers.
Not... Team Awesome Morning Party?
Now. Good morning, everyone. Let's cover some traffic. Let's see what's going on the highway. See how everybody's acting today. We have the road construction, Unser and I-40. And we have this other little yellow diamond. Construction work, 12th Street Northwest at Aspen Avenue. Everything, it looks like there's a little bit of congestion around that. Construction work, 12th Street Northwest at Aspen Avenue. This, of course, is in Albuquerque. If you are listening in a different city and you have an intersection at 12th Street Northwest and Aspen Avenue, this is not you. This is Albuquerque. Need to remind people of that. Everything else looks like it's pretty good. We have some congestion on Paseo del Norte. Other than that, looking good. The end.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It is Thursday.
Yes, it is.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Michelle Schroff and Rion, her partner in crime.
Rion!
A lot going on with Project Zoe.
Lots and lots and lots.
Yeah, volunteer day, I believe, tomorrow. So we'll talk to them about that, how you can get involved with Project Zoe. Just heard from your wife.
Yeah, we did.
They will be here at the end of the month.
They shall be.
For Harvest America, you can check out details on that at calvaryabq.org. Dude, Christian Asoy is going to be here.
Yes.
It's going to be an incredible event. You do not want to miss out on it. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be real cool, y'all.
Question of the day.
We need a question of the day.
In what has to be one of the coolest ways to spread some news?
Yes.
You want to talk about this?
Okay, yeah.
This is a commentary on where we are as a world.
Commentary on our culture, so get ready.
Oh, man. This is seriously unreal.
You might be a little offended at first, but
you might be
finish.
A little shocked. Yeah.
Let me finish the story.
I promise you, parents, get through this story. Trust me, it will be worth it.
a guy on Facebook named Robert. He just asked, is Static Radio a Christian station? Robert, if you are listening right now, you might be offended for a moment, but then you might not be. So just hang on.
Yeah. But answer your question. Well, yeah, we're Christians.
We are believers.
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I like Bill's answer. It's a radio station that happens to be run by Christians, because that's more accurate, really. Because
there you go.
A station doesn't have a soul. It can't give its life to Christ. So it's
now,
not really a Christian.
Yes.
But it is a station run by Christians, and yes.
I'm sure that
it is a ministry.
Robert was probably not trying to get into a super theological. It's like, wait, I just want, what?
Well, the theological implications of what you're asking there, Robert, is
actually,
twofold.
This station is and is not. It is paradoxical.
Oh, man.
The explanation. I'm going to go.
Are you ready
story.
For this?
Yes. All right. All right, guys. There is a female actress named Alyssa Milano. And yesterday, a sex tape leaked.
Stay with us.
Stay with us. Do not change your dial.
Trust us.
But here's the thing. She leaked the tape herself.
Yeah.
With the help of comedy website Funny or Die.
People were freaking out on this.
They
this was a big
out.
Deal. Alyssa Milano, she, I mean, flat out says, hey, I'm releasing this.
So, naturally, the world was like, ah!
Yeah, and, you know.
So, anyway, starts off with Alyssa Milano and some dude. And they're making out or whatever. But then, just as it's starting to escalate, and she is never...
Yeah, everybody's
like,
fully clothed.
Fully clothed, never anywhere near naked. She accidentally kicks the camera over, and we see a TV news analyst giving us the backstory on the Syrian Civil War and why we should care about it.
Oh!
You know what that is? That's the old bait and switch.
Yep, absolutely. I thought it was, and when you started telling me the story this morning, I'm like, how can we talk about, we can't talk about this.
I said, can we?
You want to talk about Alyssa Milano's, oh, she did what?
Yes.
And it was all this bait and switch to get people to understand what is happening in Syria and why people should care about what's happening in Syria. I thought it was pretty clever. I mean,
it is clever.
The way they went about it was definitely, would you say a little risque?
Well, I would say that sex always sells, always gets attention. And so what they did is they said, hey, we know you're going to pay attention if you think it's about this, but this is what you should be paying attention to.
Yeah.
There are huge things going on in our world, in our culture right now, and so many of us are just distracted. Me, man, I'm just distracted. I'm like checked out when it comes to all like the Syrian crisis, the stuff that's going over. There's a lot of stuff going on in Egypt, I think, right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like totally checked out because I'm worried about fantasy football.
Which, by the way, the draft, it didn't happen this morning. It was supposed to happen, but our drummer, Jared, didn't, you know, sign up in time.
Gotcha. Well, that's disappointing.
I know. Ugh! What's the world coming to when our fantasy football draft? Oh, right, Syria. Okay.
Syria. Oh, yeah, the real thing.
It's crazy, but you were right. There was an article last week talking about that. Media coverage on the VMAs versus Syria.
Yeah.
And Miley Cyrus was getting tenfold the attention.
Oh, yeah.
That the world news was getting.
Funny thing about that, too. Every artist that performed on the VMAs, I saw a statistic yesterday, their sales, like, dramatically increased.
Unreal.
Every single person that performed. Whether or not people liked it, Miley Cyrus's album, actually, the pre-order for her album jumped to number 5 on the iTunes pre-order thing, which is, I don't know, man.
And more important news than anything else we've been talking about, football kicks off tonight. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, dude, look at this.
Unbelievable.
Wow. An Egyptian minister yesterday survived a bomb attack.
Dude.
I'm telling you guys, like, we here in the United States, we are just cushioned by entertainment.
We really are, whether it was the VMAs, which is crazy because even... Now I forgot his name. Ariel Castro committed suicide yesterday.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Almost, half the day went. We talked about it on Shock Therapy Live. Half the day went. And then later you said, hey, man, did you hear? And it was like, oh, man, I forgot to tell you that.
Yeah.
However, I did tell you that our fantasy football draft was happening at 5 o'clock. And These are the things that we choose to talk about.
Ariel Castro was the guy that kept those three girls locked in his house.
Unbelievable.
In Ohio for a year, for like, what, 10 years or something like that?
Yeah.
Got sentenced to over 1,000 years in prison, if I'm remembering that correct.
It was a thousand,
It was crazy.
Forever, yes.
Forever.
Yes.
And then he ended up, he committed suicide.
Unbelievable.
In prison, or did he?
Speaking of breaking news, yesterday it was announced that Jack Nicholson was retiring from acting.
Yes, but then today...
Bunk! Story!
Yep.
Story popped up Wednesday claiming the legendary Oscar winner had no plans to appear in films again because, what were they saying? Memory loss?
Memory loss.
He couldn't memorize lines, so they, you know, he couldn't do it anymore. His reps said that report was false.
False.
This is what's in the news. This is what's in the news. We actually have to go to like CNN and like, or you know, Google and look up what's going on in Syria and what's happening around the world. However, I could get a printout this morning. This is just my list of what's going on today. Things to talk about on the morning show. Are you ready for this? This is what I got. Thanks, everybody.
Give them the rundown.
All right. Dancing with the Stars, Anna Tribunsova is pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Also in the news today, Clint Eastwood is dating his ex-wife's boyfriend's ex-wife.
What?
Confused?
Yes.
Clint Eastwood and his estranged wife, Dina Eastwood, they were involved in a mix-up of spouse switchel, whatever.
Spouse switchery.
She's romantically linked to University of Hawaii basketball coach Scott Fisher. Clint Eastwood is actually dating that coach's ex-wife. So they're all, that's going to be fun at Thanksgiving. Okay. And other important news.
Important.
Scarlett Johansson's engaged.
Nice.
Yeah, she's engaged to her journalist boyfriend. Yeah.
Good.
Taylor Swift has no beef with J-Lo.
Well, good.
Source claims there was a rift between them, and they said that story's made up. These are the top news stories.
And that's what makes Alyssa Milano fake sex tape thing. That's what makes it so genius.
Right.
And so clever.
Because this is what people care about. This is a printout we get every morning. You know, we get different printouts from different places. And this is the, hey, these are the top trending news stories right now. This is the top news right now. U2's Adam Clayton got married. That's cool. Awesome. Congratulations.
I think probably. I know for myself, it's a lot easier to invest myself in these type of things because they're not weighty. And I think that's what happens, especially in American culture, is there is so much ugliness in our world, especially, I mean, in our country, but then outside of our country. Like, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And so it's so easy for us, because entertainment's probably, like, our biggest export, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably like, I know I am, I'm like, man, I just want to not think about all that other stuff.
Yeah, speaking of that, coming up in a few minutes, I have an updated for 2013, no, I'm not joking, Ten Commandments, speaking of entertainment. They rewrote them, AskMen.com. We're going to talk about this.
This is going to be shady.
Static. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Steve-O and Mateo. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Going to be talking with Michelle Schroff. As well as Rion.
I'm copying you.
I know you are.
Sorry.
Project Zoe.
Seemed like an effective segue into whatever it is you're talking about. I wasn't even listening.
We hang out with them every single week. And tomorrow, their big volunteer day. We'll be talking about that coming up. Of course, it is Trivia Thursday.
Hang on, I'm stretching. Hang on.
We'll be giving stuff away in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, though, we teased this earlier. I would like to begin with a giant disclaimer saying, obviously, we don't agree.
Obviously, this is not endorsed by
the opinion
us
of AskMen.com.
By Team Awesome Morning Party. It's not endorsed by Static Radio. It's not endorsed by Calvary Albuquerque.
Nope. Or it's just not about any rational human being who considers themselves a Christian.
Yes.
There you go. All right. The Ten Commandments. Been around for a while. AskMen.com decided to put a 2013 spin on it. They said if Moses presented the Ten Commandments today, they may have looked a little something like this. This is a tweaked version of the Ten Commandments for 2013. This is what they say the Ten Commandments should look like in the day and age we're living in. Yes. Feel free to chime in, 505-338-3700.
Yes.
And again, no, we're not in agreement.
We are not in agreement with this, so nobody freak out.
Although there are some that get you to think.
This will probably tug at some heartstrings.
Yeah, man.
To use a southern phrase.
Number 10. Instead of coveting, just make sure you don't get caught lifting things from your neighbor's yard. And if you do, get a good lawyer.
Mm. Yeah.
Probably got a couple of neighbor thieves out there.
I'm just saying.
Number 9. Instead of bearing false witness, just record everything with Google Glass. That was a little too, like, I mean, does anybody have Google Glass yet?
I didn't think they'd come out, but we talked about
trying
that.
Trying to be too.
We talked about that
the
thing
times?
The other day.
I guess.
That records 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
Number 8. Who's ready for some conviction?
Okay.
All right.
Am I?
Number 8. Thou shalt not steal. With the exception of Wi-Fi, ideas, office supplies, and digital music and movies. This is the AskMen.com 2013 version of the Ten Commandments. Number 7. Adultery is only acceptable if you have a chance with Kate Upton. Sorry, it was all the delivery. My bad.
Was a funny delivery.
My bad.
You made me laugh, and now everybody thinks
I'm just wait.
Terrible.
It gets uncomfortable. Number 6. Thou shalt not kill. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
Although you weren't really anywhere, you were probably still just listening to great music.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Just heard from Mike Maines and the Branches. New record soon. Matt Hoops, who just did a few shows with House of Heroes when you were out.
Yep.
Guitar player for Reliant K. Working on that record with those guys.
Yeah, he's producing it.
Yeah.
And it sounds good.
I can't wait to hear more of it.
It sounds really good.
Speaking of awesome, on the phone, Michelle Schroff. Welcome
to
the show.
Hey.
You couldn't be here. So you sent your bestie over here.
I did.
Into the studio.
Alone.
Alone. She's scared.
Did she knock on the window to get in?
Yes. She hasn't been on the air.
She knocked on the wrong window, though.
Kind of felt like a peeping Tom trying to find the right
window. We're like,
window.
Who is... Oh, I know who that is.
It was okay.
Yeah. It worked out. Rian is in studio with us hanging out. Hey.
Hi.
I haven't seen you in... Forever.
Quite a while.
I've never seen you.
Yeah, Matt's never
seen
you.
Nice to see you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, how did you get involved in Project Zoe?
Well, God put it on my heart to get involved into something, and I text Michelle at the suggestion of a friend, and Michelle says, oh my gosh, yes.
Please do.
Please come and get involved and help us, and I found out more about what Project Zoe was about, and I was really excited about it, so here I am.
Boom. There you go. Yeah.
God does stuff like that.
Michelle, for those...
And I am so thankful.
Yeah.
She is awesome.
For those
she
who don't know what Project
helpful.
Zoe is, give us a little insight into Project Zoe, what it is you guys are doing. So
you know what?
Can
we serve young, at-risk girls between the ages of 13 and 21. We come alongside of them. We love on them. We let them know that they're more than the sum of their past mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, these are kids coming out of foster care. These are kids that are still in foster care. These are kids that are in juvenile detention. And it could just be a kiddo that, you know, come upon some, you know, confusing parts of their life that they just don't know what to do with.
Right.
You know, this isn't limited to, you know, just people that are, you know, in care. This is for any girl between the ages of 13 and 21. So we just want to love on them. We want to give them some clothes and, you know, just invest in them, and then hopefully they'd be interested in taking some workshop classes and just really get to know them. You know,
yeah.
That's our goal, is just to really get to know these girls.
Right.
So,
on.
Yeah, we just, you know, and it's of course, we want to imprint Christ in their hearts, but we want to do it in an environment where they're comfortable, where they don't feel like, you know, they're going to be condemned for the way that they're living, but we also want them to know the truth.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah, we're really excited. Things are just have come together in the last month or so since Rayon has, you know, been on board. And it has just been such an awesome ride, and we're so excited. And we're having a volunteer day on Friday, and we need some clothes. We need more clothes. So donations would be just great right now so that we can just pass them on. That's, you know, that's our prayer right now, are some more donations and some volunteers that can come in and just share their gifts and talents with us.
Right on. I know, Mateo, your sister.
Yes.
Kimberly, I love you!
Gosh.
She's a blacksmith by trade.
Yeah. She forges the jewelry. Yeah, she forges jewelry in the
mines of Moria.
The mines of deep within Mount Doom.
Yeah.
And then my niece Eva, she's just playing around in the lava and whatnot.
Yeah, whatnot.
But yeah, Kimberly's involved. She loves it too.
That's cool. Very cool.
She's awesome. She is awesome. Just the sweetest heart.
And, have you talked to her on the phone?
You know what? We've corresponded Instagram, Facebook,
okay.
But I can hear her talking after you described her the way she talks. Uh-huh. And
if you want to hear a Southern belle, you need to call my sister.
I know.
Either one of them.
Kimberly and she just has such a beautiful heart, and I'm amazed at how God can bring people together from just all over the world,
all over
the United States,
Earth.
Obviously, yeah. Thus far. But you know, I am blown away. Just blown away.
Cool.
That's pretty amazing. So, volunteer day tomorrow.
7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And if anyone is interested, please inbox us on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Did we get a form up on what folks' skills are in? Or
no.
Are we just having them inbox us? Well, just inbox us. Tell us what your gifts and talents are,
your
and
trade.
We will plug you in.
All right. I'm going to let you go off the phone.
Yeah.
Because you're doing other things. And
she's
we have somebody in studio.
Awesome.
It's cooler.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love you, Michelle. We'll see you hopefully next week.
All right. Next week.
Okay.
All right, I'm there. Bye-bye.
All right. All right.
All right, Rion, tell us now, are you an elf by trade? Or are you you're not a troll?
No.
Not a dwarf?
Nope.
Maybe an archer of some sort, possibly.
That would be cool.
A knife smith?
A knife smith? What
yes,
is that?
She welds knives.
Ah, yes.
Not welding, but she can wield them.
Yeah, that's wielding, a knife wielder.
I don't know, welder. Man.
Welder are the people that ding, ding.
I think you should look it up.
Okay, all right. Project Zoe, tomorrow, volunteer night. Tell us a little bit about that. What's going on?
We have a lot to do.
Okay.
Before our grand opening on September 29th. So volunteer night is one about getting people who are interested in learning more about Project Zoe out to the space to see the space and also using their gifts and talents to help get the space ready.
Okay.
For grand opening.
Perfect. And so you guys obviously, as she said, you still need clothing, jewelry, I'm sure. What can people provide?
Really, the big thing is going to be the clothing, because that's how we're reaching the girls. We do have a list, and I can put it up on Facebook today, of other items that are needed. But clothing is the big thing. Cold weather accessories, fall and winter clothing.
You mean like earmuffs?
Yeah.
Scarves?
Yeah, scarves.
Fingerless gloves?
Socks?
Which are fashion savvy, but don't really help you, because your fingertips are still
really
freaking cold.
Did you just say socks aren't awesome?
I mean, they're awesome, but as long as they're clean with tags on them, socks.
This is what happens when people walk around barefoot in sandals all day.
What?
Both of you. That's right.
That makes you the weird one in this room.
It's your fault.
That's
fine. Never wore flip-flops until you came
around. I will be weird, and my feet will still smell okay. That's fine with me, elf lady.
Oh, amazing. So, okay, accessories, clothing. How can people get that to you?
You know, this is bad. The address is on Facebook.
Okay.
And I will be there from 10 to 12 today to accept donations, as well as tomorrow night, volunteer night. They can come. We'll be there probably about 6:30 on to maybe 10-ish. I have no idea.
Okay.
I'll be there till 10.
Is this your Facebook?
That is our Facebook. So, beautiful. Yeah, if you could read the address there, I'm kind of
hang bad. On. I've got to click on about.
No,
here.
Michelle has always said Zoe, like very, but you said Zoe.
What
and
is
I would
this?
Love to just call it Zoe because it, Zoe, I just feel French and weird.
I just trail off. I go, is Project it? Zoe.
Or, I think
and Clay calls it Project Zoe.
Yeah.
So he just avoids the issue
yeah,
altogether.
Yeah, he just totally avoids the issue. Can we just call her Zoe?
I think it's Zoe.
Okay.
It has...
I'm just not French.
Well...
I love French toast.
It's something to do with like eternal
Zoe.
Love.
Eternal love.
The word. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct pronunciation
all
right. would be Zoe.
Project Zoe.
10,401 Montgomery Parkway.
So
Suite
that
200, right?
Yeah.
That is right off of Montgomery and Morris, directly behind or north of Dion's.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knows where Dion's
there you
is.
Go. Right. That Dion's right there. Okay.
Yes.
There
so
you
that's,
go.
That's where we're located. So, and check the Facebook page because we'll also put other times. We are going to be a by appointment only, so it's not completely staffed all the time. You can inbox us. We'll meet you there or somewhere else if it's more convenient for you to pick up donations.
Because
we need those donations.
All right. We're going to link it to our Facebook page as well. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We will post all the information for Project Zoe, how you can get involved, how you can donate, where you can go to donate. And, dude, it was good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Glad you're involved in something awesome
Thanks
like
for
this.
Having
this
been.
Is great. Yeah. Incredible. I can't wait till Dawn's here because I know she's really looking forward
really,
to being a part
really
of it.
Really appreciate your victory over Sauron. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm not a nerd, so I have no idea what that means.
That's fine. I called you an elf, not a nerd. So, still win. I win. I win the argument. I win.
Wow. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Find all the details there.
We were arguing.
Whew. One of our favorite bands, The Walking Tree. The song's called We Are Free. Ironically enough, named after the Ents, The Walking Trees.
There you go.
From Middle Earth.
What do you know?
Full circle. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Well, good morning.
Yep.
Yes. I've got a good one.
Now.
Yes. I'm telling you, I really do have something. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. You were a child. You wonder why Chrissy thought you were the youngest.
I am a 30-year-old child, and I do not care who knows it.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Are you dancing on a couch?
No.
Okay. Steve-O, Mateo.
Good morning.
To Team Awesome Morning Party.
We are having a party. It is super cool. All the coolest people are here. No lamos.
I got to be honest. I read the story and I was a little... I shouldn't be shocked by the kindness in humans.
Let's hear it.
The goodness in humans. A group of honest shoppers have been applauded for their honesty.
Applause.
After they accidentally broke into a store in New Jersey.
Dude.
On Sunday at Buddy's Small Lots in Wayne, New Jersey.
Buddy.
So I guess they wouldn't have those accents. Manager of the store received a phone call that informed them their establishment had been broken into. But when they arrived, they found out that nothing was in fact missing. So they went back, looked at the tape, and when they looked at surveillance footage of the ordeal, it showed people walking into the shop, waiting for assistance for their purchases.
Mm-hmm.
However, they soon came to the conclusion that no one was around. So, on the video, it shows them sitting there calculating what each of the products cost.
For real?
And then they left the exact amount of money.
Wow.
Like on the counter.
They calculated tax and everything.
Yeah.
Good grief.
The group bought sunglasses and batteries. The manager revealed that the lock on the door was the reason for the confusion. It had malfunctioned. The lights remained on.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they thought
the store was open. So they walked in and they're waiting around and they got their sunglasses and their batteries and they're waiting.
Well, I guess somebody's in
waiting.
The bathroom.
Finally, they realized what had happened and so they calculated it out, left the correct amount of money on the cash or on the
there you go
front area, and left.
Man,
those moments are difficult.
Those are difficult.
You know what I'm talking about? Like when you're at the gas station or a grocery store or wherever and you give somebody money and then they give you change and you start looking at the change and you realize, whoa, that was supposed to be a five and they accidentally gave me a 20.
Ooh.
I'm already in the parking lot.
Yep.
What do I do in this situation?
I go back.
I mean, I'm already out here.
Okay, so.
Oh, I just realized they forgot to ring me up for this, and I'm already in the parking lot.
This is what happened to me recently.
Such an inconvenience.
Tim and I were on the way home from Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Last little run of shows we did.
Yeah.
We stopped at some place to get a bite to eat. Girl gave me, I think a dollar or two too much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, man, I should tell her about this. But I didn't. But then the girl that was about to check out,
uh-huh,
she didn't have enough money at all.
Right.
She was like $6 short. So I put the $2 in the tip jar and then just bought that other girl's food. And it freaked her out. Freaked her out.
Right.
And then the girl that had given me too much change, she flipped out. She was like, do you know her? And I said, no. And she was like, oh my gosh, there is good in the world. Talking to the whole restaurant. I'm not kidding. And then the little girl whose food I paid for was going, what can I do? How much do I owe you? What? And I was like, no, I've been in that situation before.
Right.
Don't worry about it. But then the girl, you remember we talked about the time that the person in line at the drive-thru paid for the person behind him, and then carried on for 50 people?
Yeah.
Then she said, did you know that recently in the Northeast this happened? And I was like, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah?
So it was a good...
Look at you.
That's one option. If somebody gives you too much change, you know,
you use that change to buy somebody else's stuff, but the cash register's still short.
I tipped the girl.
Oh,
the
you put it back. Boom.
And then I bought the girl behind me's food.
There you go.
Because she didn't have enough.
Honest Shoppers, they entered a closed store by accident, and they decided, hey, man, we're here. We should pay for this stuff. They counted it out. What's the most honest thing you've ever seen, maybe?
Sure.
Maybe you work in retail, you encountered this situation before, or have you been in this situation? What'd you do? 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey, you have to forgive me. I've had a really bad week. Is this Shock Therapy Day?
No, that was yesterday. Yesterday was Wednesday. I understand because it's like the weird week where you had an extra day off, and so because of that, all the days are mixed up. No, but that was yesterday.
Oh, well, I guess I'll wait till next week. But I do have a good thing that I did.
Let's hear it. When
we got married, we got a bunch of duplicate stuff. You know how that happens?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I went back to Walmart
and
took everything there. To the store with a W, and we took everything back. And they said, well, go pick out a bunch of other stuff because it didn't have price tags on it. So, for example, I had an iron. And they said, well, go pick out an iron that's just like it, and we'll refund the money. Mm. So what happened was they gave me double the amount of everything that I brought back. So they gave me, like, $50 for each iron. So I got $100. But I didn't know this at the time. So they gave me credit, and it was, like, $500.
Wow.
So I was like, cool. And I went shopping. Bought all kinds of new stuff, went home, and my husband's like, Karen, this is not right. And we looked at the receipt and figured out what happened. So I went back to the store, told him what happened, and the girl was pissed. She was so rude to me that she had to go through and fix the transaction. I felt like I might as well have just kept the stuff.
Wow.
So I did the right thing, and the lady behind me knew I was doing the right thing, even though she had to wait. But it was like, I did it.
Right.
And she chewed me out. It wasn't even my fault.
Unbelievable.
Crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
I have to call you next week because I have some serious doo-doo going on.
You should email us. You don't have to wait till next week. You should email studio@mystaticradio.com because we accept Shock Therapy Live questions all throughout the week. And that way, if you have something urgent going on, you can get it to us today.
It's pretty urgent, but it also needs to be anonymous.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I know
how can my email be anonymous?
Well, it'd be anonymous to the world. It wouldn't be anonymous to us, but I'm willing to bet you $50 that if you called us anonymously next week, we would know who you are. We know your voice pretty well.
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah, so you call pretty much every day. So
yeah, so I would say
there's safety in the email. So all right.
Okay. Thank you guys.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey ladies.
Hey.
So I'm in the blind business and I install blinds for people.
Okay.
And I was in Berlin doing a job for a Vietnam War vet, and it came time to get a signature, you know, for him to verify that I've been there, done that. And he starts pulling some cash off for a tip, and usually I'm like, sweet, you know, I'll take whatever you'll give me. He's like shuffling through his wallet and he hands me a $100 bill.
Whoa!
And says, here you go for this. And I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I want you to have that. And I'm like, well, this is a $100 bill. And he's all, oh! And he's almost blind. So I'm like, are you sure this is $100? And he like kind of like pulls it back from me. He's like, I'm on a fixed income. That would have really hurt me.
Wow,
so,
man.
He just said, you know what? I do appreciate you, though, being honest. So he ended up giving me a $20 instead of $10.
That's cool.
That's cool, man.
Wow. Good job, yeah. TJ.
Thank you.
I mean, I knew you were in the blinds business, but I didn't know. Never mind.
Wow.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Wow.
Something blinds.
Yeah. We'll find it.
Almost.
We're going to get it.
Okay, because blinds, and he was installing blinds, and this gentleman was almost.
We'll find it.
Okay, you want to hear a joke that I hear almost every day?
Sure.
I'll say, oh, you're a blind guy. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, how'd you find your way here? And I'm like,
That's so funny.
Man.
Sorry you deal with that. Thanks for the call, Teej.
Yep.
Good old TJ.
Classic TJ.
You always know it's TJ when...
Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies. If you're just joining us... Group of honest shoppers have been applauded for their honesty after they accidentally broke into a store in New Jersey. What happened is the lock on the door was malfunctioning. The lights remained on. They walked into the store. I mean, makes sense. Store's open. Lights are on.
What's the question of the day?
Well, let's see. They got sunglasses. They got batteries. They waited, realized the store was not open or there was no one there.
Yeah?
They counted everything out, paid for everything, left enough cash on the register, and walked out. Pretty honest. So, I don't know. If you work in retail, what's the most honest thing a customer has ever done?
Or
what's the most honest thing you've ever seen someone do? Doesn't have to be about you, because I know, you know, we've been getting the, this is what I did, or this is what I... You know. Why not? Or if it's you, maybe you could pretend like it was somebody else. I don't know. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey, it's cab driver.
Cab driver!
So, recently, I picked up a lady from a hospital here in Rio Rancho. And normally when you pick someone up, they either give you a voucher or they say self-pay. Well, I pulled up and the lady's like, where have you been? I've been in pain for an hour. I was like, I'm sorry. So I got her in the cabin. I felt so bad for her, but I ended up giving her, like, a free ride all the way down from Hunter to Sequoia in Albuquerque.
Wow. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Good job.
She made a $10 tip, and I went and I ate some food.
Yeah. There you go.
You guys have a good one.
You too. Static.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
Pretty good. So I heard what you guys are talking about, and I wanted to tell you about an experience I had.
Yeah.
Okay, so me and my brother, his girlfriend and my boyfriend at the time, we go eat at Pizza Hut, and we throw lunch. I go to the bathroom, and my boyfriend's there waiting for me, and I guess my brother and his girlfriend are already at the car, so we're driving, and my boyfriend says, bro, how much do I owe you? And he's like, dude, I thought you got it.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, we have to go back. We ate a lot of food. And they're like, no, let's just go. And I'm like, I like begged them to take me back. And I ended up paying like $60. So.
Dude. Woo. Can I just say my favorite part of the story?
Yeah.
Through a munch. That was my favorite term for, like, grubbing I've ever heard.
I've never heard that.
So, we threw a munch.
Boom! It sounds so powerful.
Yes.
We threw a munch.
We applaud you for your honesty and for throwing a munch.
Booyah.
That was amazing. Great story. Thank you so much for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Dudes, what is up?
Yeah. What is up, Shane?
Love you guys, man.
Me too, bro.
So, dude, it's like 10, 15 years ago, and it's like, I think it's Christmas Eve or it's like right there at Christmas, and a group of friends and I decided to go bowling. So we go bowling, and we order food, and we order pitchers of soda and all this stuff, and the girl that's supposed to take our money takes my friend's money, but she returns change for like $100 bill.
Oh.
And you know, everybody's just talking and visiting, so he doesn't really even snap. As we walk out to the cars, we're driving away, like the light registered. He's like, well, wait a minute, dude. So he goes to his wallet and says, I've got way too much money.
Right.
Let's go back. So we go back and give her money back, and she just looks right at us and says, you know, if you wouldn't have came back, my register would have been off by that much. That would have cost me my job, and I'm a single parent. Wow. Like, I'm a mother of a daughter, and this is all we have. So you have no idea what that meant to me. And that was awesome.
That's cool, man.
That's amazing.
That's incredible. Just like the impact. You never know what it really is going to be. It may just be a few bucks, but it might be a huge deal to somebody else. Yeah, that's
exactly
the story.
Exactly. Shane.
All right, guys, man.
Awesome.
Love you guys. Have a great
love
day.
You too, bro. Perspective!
Perspective!
Boom!
Perspective!
Game changer.
It's more than just something you learn in art class. You didn't take art class? Nobody. Nobody took art class? That's cool. Just
most
me.
Honestly,
just me out there.
You've ever seen anyone do. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. More of your stories on the way. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Art class.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at them.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
You know those car sounds mean traffic. What else were you expecting? We have a couple of accidents I wanted to report. There's an accident at Coors Boulevard South and I-40. Happened at about 7:30. It's been a little over an hour. And then there's also, there are traffic lights plotting against us and not working. Caution, I-25 South at Lomas.
Yep.
Exit 225.
All right.
We have road construction, 12th Street Northwest and Aspen.
Okay.
Unser and I-40. And then we have this little guy up here that tells me traffic lights are not working at Alameda Boulevard East at Rio Grande.
Wow.
There's a lot of congestion right now. It's the daily grind.
Yeah.
People going to work.
Paseo eastbound nearing Jefferson and I-25 pretty backed up all the way. Man, it looks like all the way up to like Eubank.
If you're coming
Paseo
up on Jefferson off of Paseo, watch out for a guy in a white Prius. Do not upset him.
Yeah, for reals.
He will punch you in your face.
Yeah, true story.
Repeatedly.
You know what's the worst?
Huh?
Like, I love kids and I love that they're going to school.
Yeah.
But getting stuck behind the school bus and it's making multiple stops.
What are you talking about? That's the best, because then you're sitting there directly behind them and you know either they're like waving at you or they're like making silly faces.
Or they're flipping you off.
Yeah. My experience.
I wasn't
going to
go there.
That's my experience in Nashville. I would always get caught behind this elementary school bus and these little kids, kindergartners, just going,
which is
off.
Crazy.
And you can't do anything. They're kids. You can't go,
hey.
You can't flip them back off,
because
then they're like, yeah, I'm justified in my actions. I'm 5 years old.
Right.
The world is new. So you can't do it.
No,
you just
I
have
know.
To look at them like, oh, you kids.
What I do is I wait until we're at a red light and I give them a gospel track.
Good. I saw that pile of that stuff in your car and I was like, what is this?
That's for the elementary school kids.
These are losing me. Nice.
This is the whole process of salvation broken down into three easy points.
Read it, kindergartner.
Read it, dummy head. Get it right or pay the price.
You know what's sad is I was trying to like be nice and say that they wave or make faces, but you're right.
They don't.
90% of the time getting stuck behind kids in elementary school buses, that's what happens.
It's like watching Problem Child.
And they threw
unbelievable.
Oranges in my car.
They threw
Are you
what?
Serious?
They threw roaches?
Oranges.
I thought you said roaches. I was like, what are these kids carrying to school?
Oranges is much worse, but you know what? Joke's on them. Who's going to have nothing for snack? You, stupid! I'm just kidding.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I love oranges, though. If you're a kid out there and you want to throw oranges at me, I will catch them and eat them. Not, unless they're rotten.
Like
Don't you throw a rotten orange at me, Luke.
Here's what's sad is we're really talking about this, and it's true. This is what is happening right now. Elementary school kids.
It's the world we live in. Hey, you know what? Let's brighten it up.
Let's flip that script.
Flip it.
All right. Talking about the most honest thing you've seen, a group of shoppers in New Jersey. They are being praised.
Praised.
This last Sunday, they walked into a convenience store. The lights were on. The door was open. Grabbed some sunglasses. Grabbed some batteries, walked up to the counter, waited. Nobody came. Then the realization hit them. They were in a store that's closed.
Yep.
It wasn't locked up.
There was a locking malfunction on the vehicle doors.
Yes.
Not the vehicle. That's Jurassic Park. The doors were messed up, and the lights were still on.
So they actually counted everything out, got the correct amount of money, left it for them on the register, and walked out. The owners realized that the next day when they were checking the surveillance video camera, because nothing was taken.
Nothing.
At least according to them.
They saw the people count out. They were
sunglasses.
Adding up the tax.
Yeah.
They went the whole nine.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Good job, then. So the question is, what's the most honest thing you've seen someone do, or maybe one of the cooler things? We've heard some pay it forward stories this morning, which are great. Just a way to brighten people's day and realize that maybe there are still, you know, some people out there who choose to do good in the world. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Celeste is in studio making fun of us.
I just wanted to tell you this story.
Okay.
Celeste,
I feel like we need special music.
Tell us your story.
Okay. On multiple occasions.
Pause. You know what we should play as a bed while she's talking?
Oh, can you play that guy?
Kevin Douglas Hammer.
Please.
But I don't have the CD.
Oh, why is it not a thing on the menu? It should be a choice.
That I actually like that song. They're like, stop lying. I was like, I'm serious.
We have gotten requests.
It makes me happy.
Plural.
I got you, girl. I got you.
Billy Joel? She doesn't even know who Billy Joel is.
I do, though.
Go. Okay.
Oh, I was thinking of Billy Idol. Sorry, wrong Billy. Anyway, multiple occasions in middle school turned myself into the police.
Oh. Sorry. You said Billy Idol. I wanted to help you out.
And we had totally gotten away with it.
Okay.
Okay, so the first time, choir.
Choir?
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
And that was where all the popular kids were.
Choir? Right. At popular. Least in your circle of choir
popular.
Friends.
Yes.
Lots of people don't know this, but choir.
I don't know if you knew, but outside of choir, they were not.
In middle school, we were cool,
okay.
I promise.
No, well, yeah. Especially now, Glee, shout out what? Season 7?
Yeah, see, now it's cool.
Choir can be.
I don't know how many seasons.
Choir can be a gateway to gangs.
Stop it right now.
So we were rehearsing for a show coming up. I'm going to tell you how I got involved in a gang.
Wait.
I'm just kidding.
It got real serious.
It got real serious.
So I was like, gangs?
You're not allowed to broadcast at the state fair this year.
So we were rehearsing for a show.
Okay.
And the popular girls in the popular group of choir were like, hey, Celeste. We all have the same English class next period. Don't go so we can rehearse, and then we'll just ditch. So I sat there the entire time. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then, so it's like a double period of English.
Right.
So I went the second period, and I started crying. And I was like,
yep.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't move. And I was just blubbering. And she was like, Celeste, it's okay. Like, we didn't even do anything this class anyway. Just come and, like,
wow.
Sit and
okay. Wow.
So that's a good one.
That's yes. Your...
This is the part where I turned myself into the police.
I want to hear the
I'm still
story.
Dumbfounded that those words are coming out of your mouth. Okay, please.
She's
please
got
continue.
A record.
So
okay.
Choir, again. Choir.
Man, choir is the gateway, man.
Choir is... Watch out.
Yeah.
We would get coffee at a certain coffee establishment.
Okay.
Every morning before we would sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear it wasn't my decision. I went to go use the restroom, and then I came out, and my two friends were all giggly, like, Celeste, let's go. And I was like, okay.
Cool.
You know, and I hadn't gotten anything.
Yep.
And we're walking, and they're like, we stole this coffee. And then they keep walking. I was like, oh, gosh, guys, you should really go take that back. They're like, no, we grabbed the wrong one, blah, blah, blah. So we grabbed ours and the other guys, and I was like, that's so wrong, blah, blah, blah. And then after a couple of seconds, I was like, give me some of that stolen coffee. And
yeah.
I'm like going along with it. For the next hour, it was just like ripped up inside.
Yeah,
like,
that coffee became 12. The ball of conviction in your
so
tummy.
Yep. We had an APD officer on campus to keep the peace.
Yeah.
I walked up to him crying. I was like, and I know that he was just like kind of entertaining that for me because he really didn't care. And he's like, oh, really? You did that? Okay, yeah, that wasn't the right thing to do. And I was
right.
Like a mess. So I turned me and all my friends in, and nobody really cared every single time that happened, so I was just kind of wondering what that's all
but
about.
But the good news is about the story, even though nobody cared about your wrongdoings the first time, you still turned yourself in the second time.
Yes.
And you will continue to do so, no matter if no one else cares.
Like this morning, I was late.
Right. I'm just kidding.
And
I know.
I texted you.
And you texted me.
I'm so sorry. I'm stuck behind a school bus.
It's like 8:01, and you're like, oh, I'm so late. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
like, it's going to be okay.
You say that now, but in an hour, you're going to pull me into a meeting. And they're trying to make it seem, my friend.
Who told
that
you?
Steve
was
going to
be
like,
told you.
Number one, thank you for being honest with me.
Number two.
Punishment! You never be honest again!
I would never do that.
I'm
always encourage honesty.
Shift.
I mean, come on.
That would be punishment.
Hey, honesty. Boom. Best policy. Good job, you.
Yeah.
Good job. Proud of you.
Hey, we want to thank Celeste for coming in.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Telling her story. Giving us
2 to 6
side.
Every weekday. In fact, we're teaming up starting next week. Me and Mateo are going to be broadcasting live at the State Fair during your show.
I know. So I'm going to sabotage your entire operation.
Yeah, pretty much.
But she's honest about it, so
yeah.
That's okay. At least we know.
Was that threatening enough with my braces and my
yes,
little lips?
Yes, absolutely.
To sabotage your
operation.
I am horrified.
Be afraid.
Be afraid.
Oh,
be
man.
Very afraid. Thank you, Celeste.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, there you go. 2 to 6 every single weekday. Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go now?
A resident ginger.
Yeah, you better go.
Okay.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, more of your stories. We got a ton on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Most honest thing maybe a customer's done if you work in retail, or most honest thing you've seen. We've got the story from Jersey that spawned a revolution of honesty.
Social revolution.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there, like us, tell your story. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
What is this music?
Why are you even asking?
That boy Slim.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Mateo, Mitch.
What's up?
Oh. What's up, party people?
So for either Liza or Lisa, whoever it was earlier.
Yeah.
Mitch is here.
I'm here.
There you go.
Ding. That's me.
Be excited.
Oh. Thank you.
Be excited.
Hey, she did comment back. She asked the question earlier, where's Mitch?
Yep. And you guys answered. What did you say?
We just said that you have your own show now. You come in, you kick it with us from 9 to 10, and then from 10. So you're on the show. You're on the air for 5 hours
basically,
every day.
Basically, I'm more awesome than you.
You're on the
basically.
Air more
agreement.
Than we are.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Agreement.
So,
mm-hmm.
5 hours a day. 9 to 2 p.m.
What?
So, yeah, and she said, hey, that's cool. Thanks for answering. Love you guys, too. We sound great.
You still rock. Sort of.
She didn't say sort of.
Sort of.
Did she say dot, 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 sort of?
No. That's my thing.
Sort of.
I do the dot, dot, dot thing.
And dead air.
I didn't know what to say to that.
I remember seeing in, like, movies or TV shows, like, dead air was... the death of the radio station.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, dead air! It's dead air! It's dead air! So now I'm here just hoping for some dead air.
Here, ready? You're welcome.
Hey, there are accidents out there. You people need to slow down and be more careful. I know it's probably accidental, but
maybe.
Let's watch it. We have... an accident at I-40 East and 4th Street, exit 159A. This occurred at 8:50, so not that long ago. Traffic will be getting congested around that accident.
Mm.
I am calling it. We have an accident at Coors Boulevard South. At I-40, we have traffic lights not working at I-25 South and Lomas. Also, at, what is this diamond? Alameda Boulevard East and Rio Grande. And then we have the road construction at Unser and I-40. Other than that, it's mostly green. But if you are around I-40 East and 4th Street, be prepared. It's about to get pretty congested.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Talking about an honest group of dudes in New Jersey. Walked into a grocery store this last Sunday. Lights were on. It was unlocked at this convenience store.
Yes.
They went in to pick up some batteries, some sunglasses. They waited at the front counter.
Yes.
Waited. Nobody showed up. Finally, they realized the store was supposed to be closed, but due to a malfunction on the lock, everything was there. So rather than rob the joint, like they very well could have and gotten away with it, obviously, they actually paid for everything they had in their hands and walked out. The manager didn't even know until the next day when he got the call. Hey, this is the alarm company. Just want to let you know. What? No, nothing's been taken. Went back to the surveillance camera and saw these dudes counting out all the stuff and paying for their,
that's pretty
their sunglasses
awesome.
And batteries.
So that is really awesome.
We were asking honest things you've seen. Maybe you work in retail and somebody gave back the correct amount of change. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, we have some great stories on Facebook.
Right on.
Atone Mint is the name on Facebook.
Oh, that's their name. Okay.
Yeah, Atonement.
Atonement. Gotcha.
I was leaving.
What if their real name is Atone?
Atone.
Atone, and their last name is Mint.
Atuan.
What if their last name is Mint, and the parents were like, I got it.
Well,
this will be great.
It's a girl, so okay. I don't know. Her real name's Asia. Or she tagged Asia. I was leaving dinner while dining with some friends, and one of my heels broke.
Oh.
A man dining at the same restaurant saw and asked if he could help. I was being modest, saying, no, it's okay, obviously embarrassed.
Right.
When suddenly he lifted her up and carried her to her car.
Wow.
I had my hand on my taser just in case he was going to run off and kidnap me, but he was a gentleman and bid me good evening and safe driving.
That guy was really bold.
Yes. Yeah, dude, I don't know.
Bold
hey,
move.
Can I help you? No? Well, I'm going to pick you up anyways.
It's so funny that she was like, nah, had my hand on my taser, sir, as I did. always keep my taser on my person.
Yeah.
Just in case any miscreants out there try to do anything.
Thank you, Atone Mint. You got a story, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What else we got?
Let's see. Randy says, I worked at a newspaper office. Someone came in with a Crown Royal bag full of quarters.
Random. Wow.
And she said she got a newspaper and all the quarters started coming out.
No way!
Yep. Thought that was really cool, although the newspaper office didn't reward her very well. Gave her a week's free paper.
I mean, that's cool.
That is cool.
A week's free paper?
She brought
that's
in a
at least
bag
$3 now, right?
She could have gone to the arcade and lived. Truly lived.
I've seen that in movies. I've never... That's crazy in real life. Thinking about, like, what would you do? You're standing there, bing, and then all of a sudden quarters just start falling out. Ding, 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 ding,
I'm in the money. I'm in the money. I'm going to buy a bunch of comic books with this money. That's what I would have said.
I feel like nowadays, though, when something like that happens, I immediately would just stop and look around for the hidden cameras. Because I know that, obviously,
I am
on television.
You'd be going, Ashton! Ashton!
Come on!
Am I getting punked?
It's like the boy who cried wolf. There are 17,000 different TV shows now where they're like, okay, so...
I knew I was famous, Ashton!
What we did was...
I knew it!
We put a bunch of bills in the ATM machine, so when this joker goes up to the ATM machine, we're gonna start spitting 20s at them just to see what they do.
It should be like reality TV next level where it's like, what we did is we counterfeited $400 and we put it in this person's bank account and we're gonna see if they spend it. And when they spend it, they're going to go to jail. We'll see how long they survive. Let's go to the videotape.
Pretty sure that's called entrapment. You can't, like, set somebody up.
The land of entrapment? You can't set somebody up?
I told you. No, I told you before you came
here. I got you. Oh. I got you. Ashton!
I got you. You did get me. I'm sorry. I did set you up. Hey, you
I
should come
you.
Visit and co-host a morning show with me just for a couple weeks.
I want you to go back.
Mitch is
I want you to go back to your Twitter, to your previous tweets from me, as well as your Instagram posts. And
yes.
I say, this is the land of entrapment. If you come here, you will stay here.
She tried to warn me. She did.
I told you.
There is magic in these hills.
Love it.
Watermelon Mountains right over there.
True story.
Hey, it reminds me of a time that we played... I think we were in Dallas or something, and there were just so many homeless people walking around.
In Dallas?
Yes. We came out of a venue.
Those are called Cowboys fans. Hey-o!
Okay. We're not trying to start anything.
Okay.
Chrissy is going to kill you.
Yeah, I know. That's my wife's team.
But anyway, we walk out. There's, like, homeless guys hitting us up everywhere. Boom, boom. Can I have this money? Can I have that money? What about that money? You got any more money? What about that bag of quarters you found over there? You know, so whatever.
Right.
Well, then, it gets quiet. We're just standing by the van. And then we hear, over in the bushes, we start hearing some music. And we hear this song.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl? The girl who has everything. Look at this trove. Treasures untold. How many wonders could one cavern hold?
At this point, we're thinking, how much of the Little Mermaid does this guy know?
Looking around here, got everything. I got gadgets and gizmos and plenty. I got who's this and what's this and galore. You want thingamabobs? Give me a bus pass. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see. Wanna see him dancing, walking around on no street. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required.
Anyway, so we didn't give him any money because we ran. We ran away from that guy. But I hear he got a record deal.
Yeah.
And he is doing Disney classics.
Yeah.
As sung by Isaac the Homeless Guy.
Yeah.
Available now.
Yeah. I'm crying. I can't wait for him to keep making more appearances on
Disney. You never know when he's going to pop up.
He just kind of shows up whenever he feels like it. He is the king of Disney classics.
It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Isaac the Homeless Guy.
Yeah.
Static.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Is it still too late to talk about good things that people have done?
No.
Only if you can first sing us at least two lines of a Disney tune. Go.
B.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I got this.
Okay. He's got this. He's got this.
Sing it.
You got it?
The only thing I can ring it, I get right now is Hakuna Matata, even though like I know like 500 million songs.
You
just
do?
Sing that one.
Just go. Two lines. That's all we need. And then you can tell your story. If not, we got to hang up.
Oh, God.
I'll help you out.
I'm sorry. I can't think. Too much pressure. You have a good day.
Bye.
No, I mean, tell your story.
No, he's gone. We lost him. We lost him.
You really can't. You crushed him. You apologize right now.
No.
I wanted him to tell the story.
No, we have to be prepared in and out of season. Hang on.
I know those songs. 505-338.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there. That's a big mistake. Just look at the world around you. Right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What you gonna use all that change for? Under the sea. Under the sea. Darling, is down. Do you guys have any change?
I made up that Isaac story.
You did?
Yeah.
No
I made that up. I made that up. Oh. If anybody would like to start throwing money at me, I could be funny, man, on TV. For a small price.
505-338-3700, the phone number. What is the most honest thing you've ever seen? It was not the Isaac the Homeless Guy story. It's just the new character that has made its way.
He's a new character.
To Team Awesome Morning Party.
What about it?
Oh.
I can't even.
You can't breathe. Team Awesome Morning Party, now Static Radio.
Boom!
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
Off to the waves, they roll. The fish on the land.
Wow, you know way too much.
Yeah, cause they in the bowl. The
they in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry, they soon gonna be on their plate.
Wow. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Poor Paul in Houston, man. He said, no! He just edited a theater production of The Little Mermaid. He can't get away from it.
Love you, Paul.
Yeah.
Also, I need a ride coming up. House Heroes. Gonna play in Houston, then we're gonna play in the Woodlands, and I have to get a ride from the Woodlands to the Hobby Airport on Sunday afternoon, and I need a ride. I'm sorry, somebody help me. It's like a 45-minute trip. Not kidding. Honestly.
This is real life. This is the true life.
This is
life.
Your life.
This is the true life of being in a rock band. I was well, giggling because this is really what's happening with you.
This is what happened. I asked the guy at the church that is bringing House of Heroes in, hey, do you think I could get a ride? And he was like, yeah, is it George Washington International? And I was like, no, it's Hobby. And he said, dude, that's like a 2.5-hour trip. And then I looked it up, and it said it was about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like...
He was a really slow driver.
He must not want to take me. That's fine.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you're just joining the party. We've been talking about some honest shoppers who entered a closed store by accident and paid for all their goods. So question of the day, most honest thing you've ever seen anyone do. It can be, you know, something you've done or something you've seen. A pay it forward story, if you will, to
pay
get people's
it forward.
Thursdays going. You know what we still need to do?
What?
Yeah. Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday. It's
coming up right after this.
Wrong.
Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, I called a minute ago and crumbled under pressure. I am now prepared.
Yes! All right, I want to hear it.
All right. I don't think any of you are ready for this, but okay. Here we go. I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you under by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. Oh, no.
Don't you dare.
No, it's not yet.
Part of you.
I don't care.
No one to tell us no.
I got this next part.
Where to go. Say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world.
Go, Teo!
New horizons to pursue. I'll chase them anywhere.
We need the harmonies.
This time is spare. Let me share this whole new world with you.
This is terrible!
Yes.
Unbelievable sight.
Will you stop it?
Indescribable feeling.
Oh, man.
Soaring, tumbling, freewheeling.
Amazing. Will you shut up?
You have to stop.
Sorry. Who's this?
That's okay. So the story I had was I was getting gas in Los Lunas, and I had a pair of shorts, which I still own, that are really comfortable. But my back pocket where I stick my wallet in had a gnarly hole in it. My
no!
wallet basically falls out. It was payday. I just filled up my car full of gas. Did not realize that my wallet fell right through my pants pocket.
No.
I had $978 in my wallet. I had my ID, my social security card, all of my other cards, a bunch of other information. So I did not realize this. The next morning, around 10 o'clock, I wake up to some guy who came to my front door. Said, hey, you dropped your wallet, but you left before I could get a chance, and here you go. You know, like, you can double check, make sure everything was there. Nothing was missing.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And so, like, and when I pulled out $20, I'm like, hey, no, seriously, thank you. And, like, you know, I was astounded by this.
Right.
He said, this is really not a big deal at all. And the only thing he told me was, just pass it on the next time.
Wow.
I am so glad you called
back. That's a game changer.
Game changer. Also, because of your amazing rendition of Aladdin.
It was amazing.
Thank you.
We were not ready for that.
You too.
See you, bud.
Mitch.
A whole new world.
A whole new world.
It's where we'll be.
It's where we'll be.
Thrilling chase.
Oh, I remember this part. I don't know.
What?
Ready?
For you and me.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
We didn't nail that.
Team Awesome Morning Party. What?
Disney classics.
Static.
Oh, unfortunate souls.
Yeah.
It's sad, but true.
Keep going.
No!
beautiful.
Oh, if you want to call in, a Disney revolution.
Yeah, if you want to call in and sing two lines from Disney and hang up, that's awesome.
Static.
Dude, to that man that just went through that, kudos, buddy.
Yes.
Go for it, Shane.
Everybody's all-star, man.
Come on, Shane.
It's your turn.
You've got something in your back pocket. You've got children. You've seen Disney movies.
Dude, I've seen a gazillion, but I'm not singing anything, dude.
Shane, do this for
me. You guys have got to call my agent. That would be like a violation of some kind, I'm sure.
This is true. You're like a real SAG card carrying, like, real guy.
He's the dude.
He's the real guy.
Dude, listen, can I tell you this? Dude, I've got a testimony of just a random group of people. So people that go to rock shows, rad story. I'm in the Navy. I'm serving my country. And I'm in Virginia Beach, and I go to a show, 311, Far Side, some other bands. But I really want to see 311 at the time. So I go to this band. Somehow, you know me, I end up floating in the crowd, and my wallet falls out.
No!
I have no idea. So as I go to leave, and the lights come up, and it's early in the morning, and everybody's going home, I'm going to a nuclear aircraft carrier, where it is pertinent to have the proper identification.
Right.
Well, guess what? You don't get on a nuclear aircraft carrier.
Right.
So, dude, I look for a wallet. I don't have it. It hits me. I'm like, no, I know there's no chance in the world, but I'm going to go to the information booth. I walk up. The lady looks at me. She says, what's your name? I tell her my name. Bro, she presents me my wallet, and then every single ATM card, government identification piece, it's all there. And she goes, what makes this truly amazing is that each one of these articles was turned in independently by a different person.
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
And I could not believe it. She goes, you know that everything that you're looking at, when the wallet showed up, it was by itself. Then your driver's license showed up. Then your government ID showed up. Then your ATM card showed up. Then your money showed up. Then your keys showed up.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And I thought that was one of the most overwhelming experiences and totally restored my faith immediately if it was ever lacking in any way. So
there you go.
That's
Man.
The story, dude.
There
Love
you go.
Guys,
Love you too,
Later.
Shane. Shane.
I have a moment.
Yes, you do, and it is past.
No!
Let's continue. No.
No! Okay.
Please share.
Okay, so I was in Mexico not too long ago.
Yep.
And my husband had to run to the ATM to get some money. We had a card, one ATM card, with all of our trip money on it. And we're with 12 other students.
Okay.
12 other people, plus us. So we have about $13,000 on this card.
Oh, okay.
And so we're in Mexico. He has to go to the ATM, get some cash out. And he comes back, we get in the car, we go. It's our beach day. We're supposed to go to the beach and hang out that day. And we get about an hour out to this beach that we're supposed to be going to when my husband looks through his wallet and the card is not there. Like, immediately, I'm shaking. Like, okay, we just lost $13,000. This is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Freaking out. I, at that moment, pull, like, the... I like, oh man, I don't even know how to say this.
Don't pretend like you were awesome.
You wigged out?
You
no.
immediately became that wife? I can't believe it!
No! Oh, no! No! I became... That's basically it.
Yeah.
No, I turned into assertive, okay, turn the van around. We are going
right.
back.
Yeah,
and
you
we
became
are,
the
Because he was like, it's gone.
Right.
It's gone. We turned. He was convinced the ATM card was gone because it's just sitting there in the machine. Who's not going to take it and walk away? We're
I mean,
in Mexico.
You're in Mexico,
right? So we go back, and somebody had. Long story short, somebody had taken it out of the machine and given it to the people at the bank.
Wow.
Sigh of relief.
Sigh of relief.
It's over.
No bigs.
That's all I just want to say. That was an honesty moment.
It's probably because they put it in the ATM machine and they couldn't figure out the PIN number, so then they finally gave up and just
oh, who
gave
cares?
It to them. I'm just kidding.
Controversy on Static Radio.
Controversy?
Yes.
How so?
I thought that would be a good thing to say.
No, okay.
Where's Isaac?
He's gone, man.
You know, guys, it's just about time for the show to be over.
It's not.
And we haven't done this yet.
We have to do this.
Which one do you want to do there, Meeshers? There's that one.
It's time for Trivia
There's
Thursday.
That one.
Who's ready, listener? Are you?
The second one?
I am.
That one
I'm here at this
one.
Place. It's time for it, so why not, right? That's what I say. Controversy.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's Trivia Thursday.
We got a caller.
You've got to call in your Irish accent.
It's Trivia Thursday.
Good luck. Lost
I'm not even trying.
Static.
Hey there.
Hey.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
As to what you guys were talking about earlier,
yeah.
You know, the moments of honesty, I know it's a little bit off point or off the subject, but what about stories of, like, godly wisdom and kindness?
Yeah, absolutely. That's not off the subject. In my opinion,
okay.
Man, when that conviction hits you, come on, let's be honest. When you're at the grocery store and you get change back and you're looking at it, you're like, wait a minute, I think they gave us extra change. There's the moment of, I could use this for something. Boom, Holy Spirit. Oh,
yeah. Well, you can have it. It's
here
yours.
You go. This does not belong to me. Yeah.
You're better man than me because I'm not thinking Holy Spirit. I'm thinking I could use this to go pay some rent or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I called in yesterday to you guys while you were doing shock therapy.
Yeah.
Shock therapy live. And I got to tell you, I really needed to call you and thank you because I was literally throwing my hands up and giving up. And the wise and kind words that you and Pastor Nate shared with me have literally just, I feel a million pounds lighter.
Wow.
You know, and I was in a lot of physical pain, and I really, I feel great.
Dude.
And I have the resolve again to continue, and
that
I'm really
incredible.
Grateful to you.
Dude, that is all the Lord, man. He is the one
that
does that, and so if there's anything cool that came out of our mouths, that was definitely a Holy Spirit moment as well. So, James, right?
Yes.
Thank you, man. I remember, and I was praying for you, and I'm stoked that you woke up with that today. So,
yes.
God bless you, man. That is an amazing show.
You guys are doing something great with Static Radio. It's awesome, man.
Thank you so much for the call. Do you
yes,
want
sir.
To partake in Trivia Thursday?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
We're giving stuff away. We've got a trivia question.
Okay.
And I felt like today would be a good day for this one. 5.9% of a typical NFL game is made up of what?
Of a what game?
Of an NFL game. Today is a kickoff, you know, Thursday Night Football tonight. The Broncos playing the Ravens. So 5.9% of a typical NFL game is made up of what?
Commercials?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I like that answer.
Unfortunately, incorrect.
Oh.
Okay.
But that was a great guess, man. Thanks for calling in.
God bless you, brother.
All right, God
See
bless you,
James.
You, too. Man.
James. Cool guy.
Ooh, static.
Army, mate.
Yeah.
So are you talking about the game or watching the game at the house?
It doesn't say. 5.9% of a typical NFL game is made up of what? It really, honestly, either way, doesn't matter.
I'm going to have to say alcohol, as much as I don't like that.
5.9%? Have you ever been to an NFL game?
98%.
I know, man. Thanks for the call.
Trivia Thursday.
Static.
Penalties.
Ooh.
It's a good guess.
You know what? It's a really, really good guess, unfortunately.
No.
It's incorrect. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700.
Hey,
what is that?
It's marinated. I made it. I can't even understand what I'm saying, but it's
Trivia Thursday.
Hey, come on in.
Static.
Hey, how about replay?
Replay. Ooh. Great guess.
Oh. Dang it.
I thought that was
great
it.
Great guess. Static.
I see viewers.
5.9% of a typical NFL game is made up of viewers. Unfortunately, that's incorrect.
Thanks for calling.
Static.
Can I answer the trivia question?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Is it a timeout?
Timeout.
I think it's more than that.
5.9% of a game is made up of timeouts. No, that is incorrect. But thanks for the call.
Good guess.
Phone lines are jammed. Static.
Is it huddles?
Huddles.
Ooh.
You know, 5.9%. That seems to make sense. You know, they get there. They
huddle.
They convene.
Huddling
they
up.
They discuss. Where is it? Oh,
dang it.
Thanks for the call. Static.
Hi. Is it actual gameplay?
That's what I'm talking about.
5.9% of a typical NFL game is made up of actual playing time.
Fantastic guess.
Woo, I got it.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes. Yeah. This bumps me out I'm dumbfounded by this statistic. 5.9% of the overall game that you spend hours watching. 5.9%
hours.
That's amazing. That's why I don't actually watch. I watch later.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
5.9%. This is exactly why, you know, we got a Little League game tonight. We are going to be recording the game and getting home late and just fast-forwarding the actual plays. Yep.
There you go.
So,
that's right.
Hang on the line. Thank you for calling. Great guess.
Thank you.
All right. There you go, people. Just like that.
She got it.
She got
5.9%.
So tonight when you're watching the Broncos take on the Ravens and you're thinking, man, this is taking forever.
It's because it is.
It's because 5.9% of the game you're watching is actual action.
That's it.
5.9%.
Wow. You know what they should do? They should do like no ads, no commercials, just game and see how long it lasts.
They do those. The recap games. You can have those recap games where it's just action.
I bet it's like boom, 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 boom. Nowadays with technology,
you know, if you buy the ridiculously stupid expensive like package thing.
Is that
thing,
game right. over in like yeah. 5 minutes?
It's got to be short though.
Yeah. Really short. Yeah.
Dang.
All right. Well.
That's what I'm talking about.
Trivia Thursday.
It's the end.
Oh, no.
Just of today.
Oh,
I
no.
learned.
Hey, you got
me.
4 hours to go, bro.
Yeah, man,
you're just beginning.
You're here.
It's only just begun for me.
You know what I learned today?
She's got four.
I learned that people
yeah.
can be kind in this world of
what?
Purchase. Yes, they can.
Yeah.
And a listener actually posted the security video of the people that we were talking about.
That's cool. That's awesome.
So
that's
go
cool.
check out the Facebook, facebook.com/MySantaCrater.
If you do something good in this world, it's such an anomaly that it will make national news headlines. And so why aren't we just out there doing awesome things? Because not because you want to get on the national news, but sadly, it's such a rarity that it makes national headlines. So if we go out there, we do something good today, you never know. Maybe it'll in turn cause somebody else to think about something, do something awesome the next day. You never know.
Man.
Chain reaction of awesome.
I learned that Isaac is a really talented homeless man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he'll be visiting the station from now on.
Frequently.
Or will he?
Oh, he will. He'll be back.
We don't know.
Oh, he'll be back.
The world may never know.
Learned that people are honest.
Yeah.
Mitch, you didn't learn anything.
I
learned that 5.9% of televised football games are actually the football game.
I learned that there is actually reason for me to be sleeping during football.
There's no reason for you to be sleeping during football.
Do you know what my favorite part about football is?
Sleeping.
Nap time. Yeah. Oh,
you just said it.
Yeah. Sleeping.
Yeah.
I deduced that.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Logic. You just learned that.
If you missed any part of Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wait. There's one more thing we learned. I'm sorry to interrupt.
You can check out the
best phrase for eating a lot of food.
Absolutely. Best thing I learned today.
Through a munch.
Throwing a munch.
Throwing a munch.
I am throwing a munch.
If you're planning on eating a lot of food anytime coming up.
Please use that terminology.
You will be throwing a munch.
That was one of my favorite calls of the day.
Past tense, through a munch.
Yes.
Yes.
About to throw a munch.
About to throw a munch.
And currently throwing a munch.
Throw it, yes. Okay. There's
we
your
will
tenses.
Also accept the vernacular getting my grub on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Or what about, man, that munch was thrown.
I like that.
Beautiful.
Or that was a thrown munch.
Sounds bad. I don't think I like that one.
Oh, mystaticradio.com/morning. You can catch a podcast of every single day of Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes, you can.
We're out. Mitch is up next.
What's
Enjoy
up?
Trivia Thursday. Enjoy good days with Mitch.
Coming up at 12.
And all the wonderfulness that is to behold today. Think of something wonderful you could do. Maybe you pay for the person behind you in line.
Pay it forward. Pass it on. Change the world.
Do something rad.